A very big week for Mike van der Elzen coming up. How are you, Mike?
I'm very well.
So it's field days.
I love field days.
You work at field days, don't you? You're busy.
I do. I used to go there when I was a kid. I'd go with Dad. And Dad would walk around and I would just go for all the quad bikes. I would go for all the brochures on the tractors. I would sit on everything I could and I would just dream of one day buying my own quad bike.
Did you have a favourite? Was it something you always aspire to own?
Any of them. If they had wheels, I was after them.
Fantastic.
I just love field days. It's so exciting. And everyone's in a good mood. Everyone's there to, you know, they know it's a special event. They know it's once a year and they all come. So, you know, I really missed it last year. So this year we're going to make up for it. And I'm there for all the 4 days. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So you thought to yourself, right, I need to have my lunchbox filled and, you know, got some substance on hand.
And that's it, because you do a lot of walking, and I don't want to take away from the vendors that are there because they do a great job, but, you know, sometimes you just bring something along as a little snack. So I thought we would do Mike's Power Bars. So they're super easy to make, and you can make them up now. They'll store for a week easily up until field day start. So what you want to do is preheat an oven to 160 degrees, and then I would line a baking tray, about 20 by 30 centimeter baking tray with a bit of paper. And then you want to mix 2.5 cups of cooking oats or rolled oats, 1/2 cup of shredded coconut, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla essence, 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 1/2 cup of chopped dried apricots. Mix that together, and then into a separate pot, you want to put in, I've got 2 tablespoons of almond butter, that could easily be peanut butter, 100 grams of good quality dark chocolate, and 1/2 cup of raw honey or liquid honey. Pop that into a pot, bring it up to the boil, make it as hot as you can, and then pour it over the top of the dry ingredients, and as quick as you can, mix it all together before that chocolate starts to set. Once it's all mixed, press it into your baking tray, and then I fire that into the oven, 160 degrees, like I said, for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, you can pull it out and allow it to cool completely before cutting it up into little bars. Take that along, put it in your little bag, and you find yourself pulling them out every time you kind of want to have a little snack.
Jeez, I think I might whip them up for the kids' lunches this week.
They're super duper. They really are, and that chocolate that's in there is great. So, yeah, come along to Field Days if you are. Say hello to me.
Where can people find you?
Wednesday to Saturday, I am on the Ingle Fire Stand. Saturday, I am on, it is Saturday. I'm on Farmers Mutual Group, so FMG Stand, during the day. And so, yeah, come along and bring me some of my power bars. I'll have a little snack with you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Mike. Take care.